This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I had a chance as Paul Kaufman came up. He kind of grabbed me by the shoulders and, "Hey, Bill, how you doing?" You know, that type of thing. So we started talking, and I turned the recorder on, and this is the conversation. Take a listen.
So, first of all, welcome back, man. Great story last night. I was waiting for something profane out of you, and I didn't get it, and you made me look bad.
No, that's all right. I try to pick stories where I can just tell to anybody at any time, kids or whatever, and the blue cyclone, the meanest wrestler the world has ever known, seemed like to be the appropriate story.
Is there anything that you and Lynn Dickey have not done together?
Well, yes, but I don't know if we can talk about that on air.
So today, obviously a big day today. You guys had a lot of fun?
Oh, it's great. It's coming back up here. David Whitehurst hit the nail on the head a few years ago. A couple people came up and thanked us for being up here and up to Wisconsin for a fundraiser. He goes, "No, thank you. When we come up here, we get to be Green Bay Packers again." And I just thought that was so appropriate because at home we're husbands, we're fathers, we're businessmen, we got responsibility. We come up here, we can have some beers, relax, reminisce with all our old friends, and just enjoy Wisconsin, which turned out to be a beautiful day today.
Let me ask you this. When you heard Bart had passed, you played with Bart, you obviously had a lot of great stories about Bart, but when you heard Bart had passed, what'd you think?
It's very sad. Bart gave me an opportunity. He believed in me. There's a proverb in the Bible that says the power of life and death are in the tongue. Bart always spoke encouraging words. And I remember my rookie year sitting at a table with other rookies, our very first mini camp. You know, Bart walks in the room and we're all, our eyes are big, and he walks over to our table and he puts his hand on my shoulder and he said, "Paul Kaufman from Kansas State University, welcome to the Green Bay Packers." And he went around that table full of rookies. Most of them were undrafted. Knew everybody's name and where they were from. And, you know, Bart cared about people, and he gave people value and respected them no matter who they were. And, I'll forever be thankful to him for giving me an opportunity to play for the Green Bay Packers.
You guys had, now correct me if I'm wrong, was it you and Lynn that had a tournament or something going on for breast cancer or something up in Green Bay, and you weren't able to make the funeral?
Correct, yes. I was unable to make the funeral. I talked to Bart Jr., and express my condolences, and they're going to have a kind of a get together here at the very first alumni game this year, and we're all going to go out to the Rawhide Boys Ranch, and I'll be able to be with some of the guys that we played with that were unable to come to the funeral.
As much as you guys cared for Bart, and Bart always tried to do the right thing, I think Bart would have said, "Keep your commitment for the power and the cause that you're there for." I think of all people that would understand what you guys kept your commitment for, it would have been Bart Starr.
Well, this was kind of a smaller tournament, and, Lynn and I have played in it before, and again, we've made the commitment, and, without us, there weren't, a bunch of other players that were going to be there. It wasn't like this where there's 20, 30 guys that are considered the celebrities. It was like Lynn and I and a couple more. So and I think you're correct that Bart would want us to honor our commitment, and it went off very well. It was in Wausau. It's a pink ribbon tournament, and it raises money for women in the county. That basically is a lot of them single women that are battling breast cancer, and so it was something that we wanted to do, and I think Bart would have wanted us to do it too.
Last night over at Tom's house, a lot of great stories, but boy, I tell you what, the celebrity turnout last night, that's about as crowded as we've ever had it.
Yeah, it was fun. A lot of guys from the Vikings come up, we go back and forth jabbing each other about old games, and a lot of storytelling going on, and I think the fans can see that we're real people. We're not just a gladiator in a helmet out there, that we go through the same kind of things they go through with our families, and we like to have fun and have a few beers, and we did that last night.
Yes, we did. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
There you go. Paul Kaufman. Had a chance to catch up with him and chat with him just a little bit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.